Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. How in the world are you? Doing all right? Well, of course I'm waiting for you to give me an answer. And I'm doing fine, too. Thanks for asking. Well, today we continue that very important series on the art of communication. So let's join Dave and Bethley right now.
God designed us to, in communication, to see expressions,
yes.
to hear the tone.
To have that absolute human connection.
A human connection is vital. And so it's the art of keeping two people on the same page. And someone said, when we allow more and more pages to separate us, sometimes in a marriage in our generation, we're just crazy busy. Mm-hmm. If you're one of those families to where both of you work, and so you leave, when she goes one way, the husband goes the other,
right? Mm-hmm.
And you come home, life is busy. When you come home, right. You have in some senses, a full day's work.
Right. After a full day's work.
In just a matter of hours.
Yes.
And then you throw into that, for you that have kids that are involved in whatever sports or hobbies or music, mm-hmm. or
right.
homeschool co-ops, the list just never ends. Right. Our generation is so busy. And Bethany and I have discovered that in our busyness, when we allow pages to separate us, you can come to the place that you're not even in the same book anymore. Mm. And when you find yourself in different books in your marriage, for whatever reason, because of your own personality, and some of these issues are personality issues. Mm-hmm. It's true that by personality, some people are more gloomy.
Yes.
Some people are more negative. Mm-hmm. Some people are more gentle and loving by personality. But mm-hmm. God has called every one of us to overcome our sin nature.
Right.
The old man issues. The personality
yes.
issues.
Uh-huh.
He's called us to overcome them so that we can advance in our marriage. So
yes.
that Bethany and I, in our marriage, we work at this communication matter. We're trying to stay on the same page.
Right.
And so we have to set aside time. We have to make plans. We have to take the time. It takes time to communicate.
Mm.
We do a
yes.
date a week, and mm-hmm. we set aside some time in the afternoon.
Right.
And we're continually working at staying on the same page. Mm. And remember this. This is a big one, but and soon we'll be finished here. Communication. And this is so important for you to meditate on. Communication is one of the major keys that brought us together.
Right.
Nobody meets a person and says, you know, I don't know them, but I think I'll marry them.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the way, you know, there was a time Beth and I didn't even know each other. She's from Ohio. I'm from Tennessee. We were in the same Bible college together, Christian college together, and a friend introduced us, and it was the beginning. Communication
right.
was the beginning of our relationship
right.
and is still a massive part. Tell our audience a little bit, sweetheart, about how we met.
Well, we met, as David just said, on a Christian college campus. We met our senior year, and we had a mutual friend from California who just thought that we would hit it off. And so she introduced us one night at a soccer game. And it was at the soccer game that we started to do what we're talking about in this podcast. We started to communicate. And none of that communication was our sin nature coming out of our mouth. Of course, we were very careful what we were saying.
You better believe it.
We were as kind and as sweet as possible. None of that was task-centric. So what's your schedule? What's your schedule? Well, what time do we need to do this? Well, what time do we? No, none of it. It was, hey, where are you from? And what do you like to do? And just looking at each other and gauging expressions and seeing the sparkle in each other's eyes and thinking to ourselves, I think this could actually go somewhere.
Bethany calls that zing.
Yes.
You felt some zing.
Zing is absolutely important in every every loving, affectionate relationship. But anyway, it all started with communication. And even today, we have to work at getting that connection. Not the connection of, hey, can I look at your calendar? Hey, would you pick this up at the grocery store? That's important, too, to keep you on the same page as a married couple. Obviously, you're going to do that. But that connection of, let's just sit down. Let's take a moment and remember that we're a couple.
Phone down.
And then put the phone down.
Let's ignore the kids.
if we can. They sometimes insert themselves into our, what we have every day, a coffee time. We sit down and we try to connect. But it all started with communication. And if that communication that you started with, that getting to know one another, how was your day? What are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about the children right now? What can I help you with? Mm-hmm. Hey, I think you're handsome. Mm. And what would you like for dinner? Or where can we go on a special date? That kind of communication, excuse me, is very important for that connection.
Go back to that handsome line. That was really good.
Oh, my, you're gorgeous.
those are the communications that make a marriage enjoyable.
Yes, and it's what started you out as a couple. Yeah. You didn't fall in love because of sin nature talk or task-centric talk.
Yeah, it was very fun. And the night we met, we were at a soccer game when our friend introduced us, and we talked. That's what we did that entire evening. I listened, and she listened, and we smiled, and we gave our communication to one another.
Right.
And what leads a couple to fall in love is a whole bunch of that.
Yes.
You go on a date. You sit at a church service. You go to a ball game. You And you dress up for one another, and you sit together, and you end up talking and talking and talking, and there comes a place somewhere along the way where a lady thinks, oh my goodness, this guy is the most amazing man I've ever met in my life. I would marry him in a heartbeat.
Right.
And he begins to think, wow, she's the most amazing person I've ever met. I would marry her in a heartbeat. And here's what's so weird about that. Every marriage relationship in our culture would start like that. It's a communication. We don't do arranged marriages where, you know, they've never met each other, and all of a sudden, here's your bride. We don't do those kind of things here. Couples here talk and hear hearts and listen to one another and just fall madly in love.
Right.
And somewhere along the way, he uses communication to say, will you marry me? Mm-hmm. And Bethany and I were engaged in Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving season. And we were planning to go out with her parents that night. Right. We had reservations at a separate restaurant, and they were going to one restaurant, we were going to another, and then we were going to see Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. Yes. But it was even our communication that made that evening. I asked, she answered, and communication for us even was writing notes. We were the era before cell phones and texting and email. And for a year, I traveled for Pensacola Christian College, and my wife taught in a Christian school in Pennsylvania. That was the year before our marriage. I wrote her a letter every day. It was communication.
Right.
We're talking. We're listening. We're sharing. Mm-hmm. We got on the phone. I would often get in a phone booth to give her a quick call. Back in those days,
calling cards.
And I remember searching diligently. I was so excited one day being in an airplane, and I found a calling card that was 9 cents a minute. I was so elated.
Wow.
And I thought I'd hit the jackpot. It was just amazing.
No unlimited minutes then.
We had it made. But communication is one of the major keys that brought us together, which brings us towards the end here. And maybe just to give you a challenge, we're going to talk a lot about communication in coming weeks. But it's often good to do an evaluation. How am I doing? How are we doing? Have you allowed yourself to be so busy that all of your conversations are quick, on the run, or you're giving, sometimes couples, they give their best to everybody else, give what's left over to each other.
Right.
And when it comes to communication, that's a dangerous recipe. Communication means that I have to, on purpose, determine to give my best to my Bethley. I have to reserve for her. I have to plan it. I have to know that she needs it, and she has to know that I need it.
Right.
And we joked there a moment ago when about being handsome. But how long has it been since you complimented each other, since you said, sweetheart, you are absolutely beautiful, or you said to him, you're the man? Communication brings us together and keeps us together.
Yes.
And taking the time to talk, taking the time to share, taking the time to, edification is complimenting. It's building, it's strengthening. I know we travel a lot. We've been off the road some because of the COVID-19 and all that's going on there, and churches that aren't meeting and things. But when we are home, oftentimes our schedule is such that we're away from home, and coming home is such a treat, but it also means there's a lot to do.
Yes.
We have mail to go through, appointments that we can't do when we're on the road that we have to do in the few days that we're home.
Right.
And I remember some months ago that I was working on the house and the garage and the yard, and the vehicles, just going through a to-do list of things that I needed to do while I was home. And you remember this, right, sweetheart? I came running into the kitchen, and I don't know what prompted it, but I was on the go. I was on my to-do list, getting it done. And Bethley just paused me, stopped me long enough to say, hey, I just want you to know that I really appreciate all the work you do to make our house and our yard look beautiful. And simple words, but those were powerful words. How long has it been since you complimented? Or maybe we could even say since you flirted. Since you told him that you thought he
definitely
was handsome.
Definitely edifying to flirt.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we joke about things like this. When it comes to communication, we'll joke and say, you know, my goodness, that lady could talk the paint off a wall. Or sometimes it's true of him.
Yes.
My mother will say sometimes that my dad could talk to a brick wall just because he talks to strangers. If he meets a person, it doesn't take him long until he's talking to them. And he would never say anything publicly or do a podcast or anything like that, but he's very comfortable. He just strikes up conversations very casually. The next thing you know, he's made a new friend out of someone he's never laid eyes on before. It all starts with communication. And so a couple of things just to remind you of here, and we'll finish today. Remember that communication is one of God's greatest gifts. You are blessed that you and your wife, you and your husband can talk to each other.
Yes.
Remember that it's one of the old man issues we all have to face, and I hope you'll take time to evaluate your old man issues. If you're a grouch box, always irritated, short-tempered, sharp-tongued, or angry, or battling bitterness,
selfishness,
all of those will damage and destroy, and yet you have the ability, through the Spirit of God, you have the ability for your communication to bring healing, health, and blessing, and favor, and
yes,
great joy to your marriage.
Well, you've been listening to The Art of Communication. Tomorrow we'll be continuing this important series, so don't miss out. This is Michael Barnett, and if you need more information or would like to hear more episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening. And remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.